The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Today's Down in the DM breakdown. When you listen to this episode, you're going to get excited by it. I'll just tell you this much. It involves a plane ride. Is it the Mile High Club? What is it?
You never know with Down in the DM.
But you know what, Automatic? When I met you, I hadn't done a lot. I think we're pretty honest about the way I came up, not having a lot of money, not having been well-traveled. Automatic gifted me for my birthday one year, a bottle of fine wine, and a globe. And he says, jokingly, I'm going to show you the world. But legit, you've
what
taken
have I
me-
done?
Well, not the world
not the
yet.
World, but
we
I've
haven't been
I've
to Vatican City yet,
some
boy.
Places, some places.
Yeah, you showed me some places, yeah. And so, I mean, I've been, you know, outside of the continental U.S., which is before I never had. So when
you have
me-
a passport now.
Yeah, I have a passport.
That's what's up, dude?
When are you taking me to Paris?
Oh,
that's next week's podcast. All right, let's listen to today's. Friday, less than a week away from Thanksgiving, and my brain is completely on turkey. Good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And I know we're not taking off till next week, but I'm already in full
You're already thinking about
mode.
It.
And you know what I'm most looking forward to? Gosh, sleeping late.
Oh,
oh yeah, there you go.
We get up, we wake the roosters up. You know what I mean? Like, we get up so early. And I just can't wait to just sleep late if my body will let me, unfortunately.
I was going to say, every time we say that, I'm usually up before 8. I can't sleep past 8.
8? That's late.
I know, but like, well, to some people sleeping is 10, 11 o'clock. But
well,
for me,
o'clock
it's like,
is
if
late.
I, 8 o'clock, if I make it to 8, that's sleeping in.
I feel like that's a little bit of a humble brag, dog.
That's what I'm saying, too.
No, if you're up that early. But you're, I mean,
Dana.
Oh, we're up early. Me sleeping late is 6 a.m.
If I don't DJ the night before, I'm usually up at 6 in the morning.
It's awful.
And I'll go clean the
horrible.
Yard.
Horrible. And like I said earlier this week, he's the kind of guy, if he wakes up earlier, everybody in the house has to get up.
It's some real dad stuff, eh?
He'd be banging on everything.
Yeah,
else,
everything.
Yeah, I don't like turn on like the lawnmower or anything, but I'm definitely like making some noise.
I'll be snoring and all of a sudden I'll hear him, hey, did you see this article? I'm asleep.
I'm actually really looking forward to a Friendsgiving I'm going to.
Oh.
So yeah. Now, I'm pro Friendsgiving. I think Friendsgiving's
always fun.
Friendsgiving's better than sometimes Thanksgiving dinner because, like, you know, your friends, you guys have common interests. Your family members, you're just related by blood. That's just.
It's a roll of the dice.
Yeah, you wouldn't hang out with the majority of your family members outside of that gathering. So shout out to Friendsgiving.
At Friendsgiving, get to take a plate home.
Ooh,
always
yeah,
good stuff there. Yeah. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We will kick it off with National Play Monopoly Day.
Oh, I love playing Monopoly. What were you? What was your little character? What would you pick?
I like the top hat or the car.
I was always a shoe.
Really? I had the little wheelbarrow thing.
The wheelbarrow, yeah.
Shout out to that one. We also have World Toilet Day. All right.
Thank you.
We all need them.
Yeah.
And not everybody has them. No, I'm serious.
No,
around the world, there's places in the world that don't have toilets. My mother didn't have an indoor bathroom until she was 14.
Dana's mom had an outhouse.
Oh. Here in this country, people are like, oh, did you grow up in Mexico? No. No, we
West
grew up
Texas.
Poor.
Texas.
And we'll wrap it up by celebrating men. It's International Men's Day.
Yeah, shout out to all the kings out there, including you, DJ Automatic. I love you.
What does that mean?
This is just a reminder to let you know that Valentine's Day is less than 2 months away.
Oh,
that's what this
get
is.
Get your
so
woman
still about
something
women,
good.
No matter what.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Time for the follow up down in the DM. It's the Dana Cortez Show. So remember Evan and Laura. Remember Laura hit us up because Evan, her husband, she was so excited he was going to take his first flight ever. Never flown an airplane. He's going out of town, but then...
I'm not paranoid and I didn't make anything up in my head. You know, I saw the message and clearly it states that he want a massage. And I don't think it's like a regular rub down.
I believe you.
He's trying to... he's trying to do something.
He's booking a massage or
oh,
something.
Oh, the rubbing
ooh
guy.
Yes. Well,
not.
Oh, he didn't get a rubbing.
Right.
She thought he was going to get one. Yeah.
Happy ending. Does that sound, does that mean what I think it means? Happy ending?
Miss, I only work for the answering service, but I can assure you it does. May I complete this reservation now, sir?
Oh, what the kind of place is this? Happy ending foolishness. Look, I was told he was a top-notch spa and... I wanted a couple's massage and a day of passion. That was the five-star choice.
Sir, he is offering you a five-star experience.
No. Look, let me explain something to you. My wife and I, we're not interested in any kind of foolishness, some stupid happy ending thing. You know, I tell you what, either I'll cancel this or you give me what I want or help me find another place, but I'm not interested in no happy ending.
Evan, you said your wife will be accompanying you?
Yes, my wife is coming with me.
So they're on the line now. They're on the line. All right, so I believe I got, well, are you both there? Laura, Evan, you both there?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
It's good.
Oh, I'm so glad you guys are doing good. So did y'all take the trip to Kansas City? Did y'all leave?
Yeah, we did go. We did go. We had a great time. It was almost as fun as the down in the DM.
Laura, when we all hung up, you said you're going to have to explain to Evan what happened. So how did that go? Was he upset with you? But before you tell us, I want to have a conversation here with Otto and Anthony real quick. You're married. This couple, you can tell they've been married for a long time. Just, this is all pretend.
Hypothetical.
This is all hypothetical.
My hypothetical wife is Mila Kunis.
Are you?
So I'm married to Mila Kunis.
This is really hypothetical.
She left Ashton Kutcher for you?
It happened. All right.
Okay.
Are you mad at me, Otto, that I did the down of the DM, or do you think it's kind of flattering? I mean, they've been married for a minute. She got a little jealous streak.
I already know you're crazy, so I'm just going to run with that.
Oh, my gosh. How about Mila? Are you upset if Mila's a little jealous about you?
No, not at all, because on the bright side now, she's in my doghouse.
Is that what it is?
I'm with it.
Okay, so we're going to find out what went down with this beautiful couple. I love them. When we come back, it's your Down in the DM breakdown, a follow-up only here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's Down in the DM breakdown, I just love this couple, Lauren and Evan. Laura and Evan. They've been married a while, obviously. Laura hit me up. She's like, Dana, my husband's going on a trip, and I'm so excited. Or I was, because it was the first time ever flying. He'd never flown on the plane. But then he got a message, something about a massage. Just he's like, wait a minute. My man doesn't like a massage. We got a couple of massages, and he hated it, and he's never wanted to do it again. Can he do it down in the DM? And I was like, yes, I can. And then I heard the church bells, and this man is a faithful married man. I mean, my heart just started beating, and it was just so cute. And I can imagine me and DJ Automatic will be the same way one day.
Yes,
where he's just going to, yes. Just
I was just proud to see another great example of just another American man being loyal. And
yes.
faithful
yes.
to his wife
yes.
again.
Us American men are probably the most faithful men on the planet.
I have to agree with that.
Why
too.
Why do y'all keep saying Canadian men aren't faithful? What is it? Where is this coming
well,
from?
Well, the proof's in the pregnancy test.
All right, let's get back to our Down in the DM follow up breakdown. All right, so Laura, was Evan upset? Yes or no?
Not at all. He's been telling anyone who listened to him. Lauren thought I was going to hit up a quickie massage parlor. I was on the radio. He's so happy.
I really, when she told me what it was, I wasn't upset. It was kind of funny. It was hilarious.
I felt bad. The trip went well, though, so the spa was the 5-star experience he wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it was amazing. And we had the best food. The best food.
Oh.
Tell me you got some barbecue in Kansas City.
Oh, the barbecue's
it's
all that.
So
and a plane ride. What about that? You guys have never flown. You got to fly together.
Oh, look, let me tell you that I was really glad that we was able to experience that for the first time together because you know neither one of us ever flown before, so that really made it a cool trip. And you know, and she likes the massages, so that you know, I gave her you know that as a you know
yeah, a little gift. Yeah, I love that. The experience for both of you.
Do it for a while, and I can't tell you.
You know what, Laura? Next time, don't be jumping to conclusions, okay?
Oh, believe me, I know now.
Thank you guys so much for the follow-up. We appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. Thank
All right,
you
later, guys.
I think that my favorite part is that they got to fly together. And I've said this before in a joking way, but really, really, until I met DJ Automatic, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I really hadn't gone a lot of places. You know, I was a young mom. I spent most of my teen years raising my child and trying to work, right, check to check. I never went anywhere. And when I met Automatic, he insisted that we travel.
Tell him the first gift I ever gave you.
So the first gift he ever gave me.
Let me tell you, this is player right
this
here.
This was so thoughtful.
Player Automatic.
He shows up to my apartment, and it's my birthday, and he comes in, and he's got a bag in one hand, and he's got this other thing in the other. And I'm like, what is this? And he said, here's a bottle of wine, and he gave me a really good bottle of wine. And a globe, he said, I'm going to show you the world.
Aww.
It was so
beautiful. Tell me that was smooth.
Symptomatic over here.
No, but then he said, use the globe to get around because you can never find your way out of a parking lot anyway.
Nice.
Ruined the romantic moment, but it was beautiful.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Aw, listen to this. This man named Jed Motley, he played varsity football 28 years ago at Chaparral High School in Scottsdale, Arizona, and he went in to pick out his varsity football jacket. It's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Went to tell his mom, hey, we got to pick this up, and his mom said, we can't afford that. Aww. It's too much money. 28 years later, his brother found it in a thrift shop and bought it for him.
What the?
Sick, hold on, though. Hold on, though. So he said when he was little that they grew up poor. He's like, my mother was the best mother ever, but we didn't have a lot of money. He said there were a lot of IOUs under the Christmas trees. Like, we always had food, but that was tough. And his mother passed away in 2012. And he said, she's told me before she died, I'm going to send you a sign. He hadn't talked to his brother, seen his brother in years. His brother's in this thrift shop randomly. This guy lives in L.A., calls him, says, I found your jacket. He flies in from L.A., gets his jacket. He's like, I think my mom wanted us to get back together.
My mother wanted
to see us reunite. Oh, it's such a beautiful story. Well, and anybody, you know, those things are so expensive. Cap and gowns and all those things.
Man grew up in a household in a setting where they couldn't afford things, and they're always bouncing around from IOUs to hearing now that he can afford a flight while living in Los Angeles.
There you go.
He's definitely done a lot.
And the jacket was only $25 now, so take that.
Take that.
Well, we're going to go from reuniting families to maybe starting a new one.
Oh.
I got a question for you guys. Could you marry someone you never met in person?
Nope.
No.
Well, a couple who became Facebook friends during the pandemic just got hitched over Zoom.
No, ooh.
See, I was going to say it's possible. I was going to say maybe.
So she's from the UK. He's from Detroit. U.S. Customs wouldn't let her visit during the travel ban, so the 20-some-year-olds took advantage of this new law in Utah that recognizes international virtual wedding ceremony.
What?
So they're now waiting for her visa so the bride can actually meet the groom face to face.
Of course, Utah.
Dude.
Sister wives.
Yeah, dude, Utah's wild.
You can marry anyone you want, as many people as you want from all over the world now.
It's a suburban version of Florida. It's a sober version of Florida. That's what it reminds me of. You know what Zoom reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of visits in jail. All right, and visits in jail.
Visits in
jail remind me of some Oklahoma County jail inmates who are seeking $75,000 in damages after saying they were forced to listen to Baby Shark for hours and hours as a part of their punishment.
That's torture, all right. No. I remember when this song was everywhere.
Now it's going to be stuck in my head for the rest of the week.
According to
the lawsuit, the jail inmates were subject to cruel and inhumane punishment when they were forced to pose in the standing stress position and listen to this song as punishment. Dude, they even list this down as a torture event.
Hey, this might be the only time I'm on the criminal side, okay? I hope they win their lawsuit.
Let's go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson in a photo together, but it's who's in the picture with them that's making headlines. We'll talk about it, and I'll tell you where you can see this photo right now. Daily Dirt, the best gossip. Anthony, I get it started with famous people's birthdays.
Calvin Klein celebrating his birthday. Tyga, Ricegum, and Adam Driver celebrating his birthday.
Okay, so Jennifer Lopez, Maluma, and Owen Wilson are in a new movie. It's called Marry Me.
I'm told that 20 million people are supposed to watch as we take our vows. They say if you want something different, you have to do something different.
Jennifer Lopez knows how to make a rom-com, okay? Romantic comedies are her thing. This film comes out February 2022, automatic. We will be at the theaters for this one.
Who's playing her romantic like partner, Owen Wilson or Maluma?
Both. It's a rom-com.
Dang, I guess Paul Rudd and Ryan Reynolds are too busy.
I guess so. All right, now let's talk about Kim Kardashian. When J. Cole retweeted her, automatic stopped us in the middle of like discussion. He said, "Hop." J. Cole just retweeted Kim Kardashian, but it was for a good cause. Julius Jones was set to be executed earlier this week, and now he will not be executed. Oklahoma governor said he will remain in prison for the rest of his life. If you want to read more about the case, you should.
Well,
I invite you to.
Kim K. and J. Cole actually helped get 6 million people to sign a petition.
And just bring awareness to the public.
Yeah.
And also, her Skims brand chartered a private plane for 130 people that include members of the Afghan women's soccer team. team from Pakistan to London to safety. And I know a lot of people give this woman a hard time because of a video she made when she was 19, I think, at the time. It's decades later, and she's doing good work. And whether you love her or hate her, shout out to her.
Yeah, dude, she's doing a lot. Meanwhile, her ex-husband's hanging out with Marilyn Manson, you know.
Thank you.
She's out here really doing
nothing.
And Drake.
Maybe at the same house. Who knows? And also, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, you know they're dating. They put on matching pajamas and took a photo with Flava Flav and Kris Jenner.
What?
Now, why was Flava Flav in a picture? I don't know.
Maybe he's seen Kris Jenner.
No. She has a boyfriend, but looks like the Pete and Kim thing. You know, they're having a good time and they don't care who knows it.
So do you guys think Pete's going to be like a stepdad to all of Kanye's kids?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
As the holiday season approaches, a lot of people listening say, I don't want to cook. Well, I've got the top three places you can buy your Thanksgiving meal pre-cooked, and they all have 5-star reviews.
Ooh.
I'll give them to you right now in Food News. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Friday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
What's good? I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Mr. To-Go Plate.
All right, Mr. To-Go Plate. Turn your radio up because Frida Kahlo's self-portrait, Diego and I, sold at auction earlier this week at Sotheby's for $34.9 million, making it the most valuable painting by a Latino artist. Kahlo surpassed her husband, Diego Rivera, as the most expensive Latin American artist. A man named Eduardo Constantini of Buenos Aires purchased it for his private collection.
Bruh.
So he must be rich.
That's an eyebrow-raising price.
You just have it in your house, just like, yeah, there's my Frida Kahlo.
Oh, yeah, when you live in Buenos Aires, so what is that place called, dude?
Buenos Aires.
Sounds like an STD, dude.
What do you have, Buenos Aires?
Buenos Aires.
They got a cream for that now.
Your geography is awful.
Like, it really is. All right, now in food news, if you don't feel like cooking for Thanksgiving, here's the three places you can get a meal. And by the way, they are all 5-star reviewed. Number three, Denny's.
Hey,
I love me some Denny's.
So sliced turkey. They do dinners. Ooh. Sliced turkey, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, broccoli, cream corn. Feeds four, $49.99. A pie is extra.
Or you could just get a Moons Over Miami.
Number two, Costco feeds eight. Turkey breast, mashed potatoes. Oh, my God. Roasted sweet potatoes, green beans, sweet corn, biscuits, pumpkin pie, apple pie, and ice cream, all included. $90.
Is it better than the hot dog?
No.
I don't know. But the number one place is Cracker Barrel.
Oh,
oven roasted turkey, cornbread dressing, gravy, cranberry relish, potatoes, corn, green beans, sweet rolls, mac and cheese, sweet potato casserole, mashed potatoes, whole baby carrots, pumpkin and pecan pie. Feeds 10 for $109.99. Too much? You only have a small family like we do? $69.99 for a smaller version.
Oh.
That's pretty decent, right?
That's great.
It might be cheaper than...
a little side of racism there with it.
Why do you say that about Barrel?
I love Cracker Barrel. Dude.
Every time I've gone there,
I know
there is a certain person that goes to Cracker Barrel.
There's really think racist people go eat at Cracker Barrel? That's me and all the races right
there's
there.
There's a lot of Confederate flags parked out
let's
there.
Let's just put it that way.
But Daniel's biscuits are good.
And it changes from state to state. It's not every state. But when you're in the South, it's a little different.
Put those Confederate flags away. You lost.
National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick it off with, World Toilet Day.
Thank you,
ooh.
Toilet. My mother says thank you. No indoor toilet until she was 14.
Who invented the toilet?
The genius.
I think it was the Mayans. I think they were the first with like the...
But
the Romans are. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
That's
a nice look it up.
It's an interesting history lesson by DJ Automatic. All
right. I don't know history lesson.
Yeah, it's just off the top of the head history.
We have National Play Monopoly Day. It was invented on this day in 1935.
Hey, Monopoly, one of my favorite games to play. Just pass go. Do not collect. Or what is it? Go to jail. Collect $200.
Yes, but it's one of the best games during the holidays because, first of all, it takes forever. But the other thing is you get to hang out with your cousins and, like, that would, at least in my family, that's what we used to do.
I love to beat everybody and keep all the money. That's what I love.
The tax part gets me nervous. All right, we'll wrap it up on International Men's Day.
Let's talk about the men in our lives who have influenced us the most. I want to say how much I love my Uncle Frankie, who raised me literally from the time I was born, the only father I ever knew. He passed away, and I said, you guys are going to have to excuse me because I'm going to get emotional, but he dedicated his life to me. He would take me to catechism, take me to parties, and stay outside and make sure I had to be back home early. He was that Theo. You know, I love you, Uncle Frankie. I miss you.
My dad was definitely my biggest influence, of of course, but then like my mom's dad, my grandpa, huge influence. And then Mr. Baca, he was my friend's dad who I grew up on the street. He was a retired Marine. He used to call us his little soldiers and he'd take us everywhere all the time. So yeah, those three guys were the biggest influence. But of course, my dad was the biggest influence.
Oh man, I have to say, I have football coaches, definitely inspiring. Oh, Anthony. And then my good friend Ross and Chandler. Yeah,
they raised you, right?
You're ridiculous.
Yeah, I was raised on Friends on this plane.
Single mom life.
Shout out Alvin Kamara, the most inspirational man in my life. Actually won me my back-to-back fantasy football championships. Alvin Kamara, thank you. You're a great man.
And on that note, happy National Native American Month. Yes! All right, brothers and sisters out there, we love you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Visitation, exchanging kids during the holidays. This is tough for a lot of parents. So that's the discussion in today's
The Parent Score.
Here's the call that we got earlier this week.
Hi, I just really need some advice.
Of course. What's going on?
Well, my ex asked me if he can have our son for Christmas, but I'm just like not sure it's a good idea.
It's pretty much a good idea to let your kids go with their other parent for Christmas every time.
Yeah, he's a really bad father.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by he's a bad father?
He just, he's always telling me he's changed, he's going to be involved. And then I believe him, and he'll pick up our son one day, and they'll have the best time. And he says he'll come back the next weekend, and he just never shows up.
Oh my gosh, how many times has he done this to your son?
Man, I can't even count. The last time it happened, it was Henry's birthday, and he was waiting outside for his dad for 3 hours.
Did his dad ever show up?
No. And my son wouldn't even come inside. He kept saying, I gotta wait out here for my daddy. And he ended up falling asleep outside.
So you don't want your son to go through this again, but at the same time, you want him to have a relationship with his dad.
Yes, that's exactly it. I don't know what to do, man. Every holiday, every birthday, it's the same shit. I keep hoping he'll change, and he doesn't.
So is there a court order set up for visitation? Do you guys have anything like that?
Yeah, but he doesn't abide by it, and he doesn't pay child support or anything.
I'm going to tell you right now that, unfortunately, I can relate to everything you're saying. My kids from previous relationships have gone through this in different ways, but still, just remember that the kids are innocent. So you're doing the right thing. Don't talk badly about his father. And I know you want this relationship, but you need to have the court to make sure that his wagers are garnished for child support and that he understands his visitation days. And I want you to continue this. I want you to, hopefully encourage him to be a better father. Next time, why don't you just set up a place like a restaurant, a public place, right? There you go, Chuck E. Cheese. You don't even have to tell your son what you're doing there. And if his dad shows up, have bags packed in your car, good. And if he doesn't, your son doesn't know. You know what I mean? Because psychologically, what he's doing to his son is very harmful. And what you're doing is good because you want this man to have a relationship with his son. So just keep working through this and hopefully I can't promise you he's going to come around because mine never did, but he might. Let's hope he does.
That is a good idea. I just, I just wish he wanted to be part of the life with us.
I know you do. And so do I. But, just let me know how this goes. Okay. Let me know if that works out for you guys.
Okay. Thank you, Dana. I really appreciate your help.
I shared in that call that my daughters went through that. And the one thing for certain I never did was keep their fathers away from them. And automatic, that as a stepdad.
Yeah, stepdad. I mean, we went through some of this. And I mean, not to this degree, obviously. But yeah, it's hard being in that situation because you want to do what's best for your kid. But at the same time, it sounds like this guy's toxic. And sometimes the best thing to do is remove the toxic person from the equation.
I don't think removing it, though. I think that trying to create a safety barrier around your child. Now, if there's violence, that's another conversation. But ultimately, you want your child to have that relationship. I don't think I realized until I was an adult the lack of having a father, how much it affected me as a person, as a girl growing up. I don't miss it because I don't know what it is, but there's a void, right? I'm constantly seeking the approval of men as a child. I got pregnant at 15. There's all these things. Even though my Theo Frankie helped raise me, he wasn't my father. Why doesn't my father want me? there's all these questions, and they're in the they're subconscious. Yeah. You don't even know.
And that kind of goes for a lot of people who come from broken homes, right? Because those problems mainly get brought to light during the holidays of like how just dysfunctional your family is. I think it's perfectly fine for her to keep her away from this man if he's just causing harm and pain to the son. Because those do cut deep, and those will last with that boy for a lifetime. Yeah, so I think she just has to drop and let his father build up the trust to be like, okay, he's showed up for these amount of dates, he showed up for this and that, so you can reward him with that gift of being able to spend a holiday with his son. But so far, I don't think this man has proven the right to do so,
and just come to terms with the fact that he may never come around.
Yeah.
It may not happen. As much as you wish, as much as you want, as much as you pray, as much as you try, he just may not want that relationship as much as you do. Why? That's for another show. All right, that's today's
The Parent Score.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hey, it's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And it is November 19th. Time for Music Facts. DJ Automatic, let's get it started.
We're going to start with birthdays. We got Tyga celebrating today.
Gotta say.
That's a big comeback right there. You got to give it to the guy.
After the whole Kylie Jenner thing, yes, he was written off, and now he's back.
It was really after he got he did the hairline surgery, and he's been cooking ever since then. So shout out to Tyga. Great career.
All right, on this day in 1990, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences strips the 1989 Best New Artist Grammy from Milli Vanilli. Girl, you know it's true. Ooh, 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 ooh. I love you. Milli Vanilli did not actually sing at all on their debut album, Girl, You Know It's True. That's why they took away the award. And it's the first and only time a Grammy has ever been revoked.
That was such a difficult time for those two men. If you read about them, their careers obviously never bounced back.
One of them committed suicide.
One of them committed suicide. It was just a terrible situation for them and the artists who actually sang.
All right, next we're going to 1996 because on this day, Foxy Brown released her debut album, Il Nana. Nana take over, y'all take over. This record, I'll Be Good, was the biggest hit off this album. The album went platinum. It went platinum quick because she was on a bunch of features before the album came out. And she did have a pretty successful career.
Yeah, but for people, you know, talking about Cardi B, let me tell you something. There was a lot of Queen of Nasties before Cardi B came along.
On this day in 2002, Eminem has the number one record on the Hot 100 with Lose Yourself from his 8 Mile soundtrack.
Forgotten what a powerful song that is and how much I love it, and you actually threw it in the playlist because somebody requested it, and I remembered every single word even though I hadn't heard it in years.
Man, this 8 Mile soundtrack is a great body of work. It might be one of the greatest hip-hop soundtracks period, and also it introduced the world to Wangsta.
We're gonna stay in 2002 because on this day Talib Kweli releases his debut solo album Quality. The album was critically and commercially successful, and so it spawned a whole tour. And on this tour, Talib decided to take an opening act out. And you might have heard of him. His name is Kanye West. And last, we're going to 2010, because on this day, Nicki Minaj released her debut album, Pink Friday. I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize. This album was a smash. It had a whole bunch of hit singles on it. Had Drake on it, had Kanye on it, had Eminem on it, had Rihanna on it, went 3 times platinum.
And not just that, you named all those artists. The best part about it, no one out-rapped Nicki Minaj on her own project. Nobody.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The most stressful part about enjoying a holiday dinner with your family is not knowing who's going to say what. So we're going to give you 4 topics that are not allowed at the dinner table. I like what we need 2 dudes.
1 studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And this right here is just a straight up bro down. And, you know, a little homie advice for you before you enter into this holiday season. You're going to be sitting down there introducing maybe new loved interest to your family. And you don't know. Like my little brother, dude. My little brother will pop off on a political rant anytime, any place, anywhere.
We don't need that at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
You know, so you got to be cautious of who you're sitting next to. But there's 4 general things that they say you should never talk about at the dinner table. And they are Religion. Okay. Oh, that's pretty good. Salary. Makes sense.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to rub it in people's face or tell people how much you are not making.
Okay.
Politics. Nobody wants to talk
nobody
about
nobody wants. Just leave politics away from the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah, man. And the last and final thing you should never talk about at the dinner table is sexy time.
Well, we're eating. Who wants to talk about that?
Dude. Yeah. And being that this is Two Dudes, One Studio, and we are some hip hop heads,
yes, sir,
we have a hip hop list of things you should never talk about at a dinner table because these hip hop questions will guarantee to start a fight.
Yeah, DJ, maybe even worse than a political fight.
Towards me.
What are the hip hop topics we should avoid at the holiday table?
Top fives. Oh, we don't need top five rappers, top five hip hop groups. We don't need top five producers.
Yeah. If you hear one cousin asking another cousin, so who's top five? Just walk away. Way. Go get a slice of pumpkin pie.
Yeah. This one you definitely don't need because it always pops something off when you, especially when you got the older folks around. New school versus old school.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is better?
Dude.
Or mumble rap? Or you know, then they can start hating on what you like.
I hate how they hate on mumble rap. And you know what? Here's the thing. At Anthony A. You got me all hot and heavy now. At Anthony A. 400, the real golden era of hip hop was from 2016 to 2018.
Woo!
All right. At Anthony A. 400.
Okay. Well, now you just started an argument.
Well, dude,
yeah,
think about it.
It was from 94 to 98.
Oh no way, dude.
Well, actually, probably 91 to like 96.
2016, 2018 is a golden era of hip hop, or at least the second golden era of hip hop, because you had every old school, great.
Yeah, it was a
Jay-Z drop, Nas drop, Kanye drop, okay. Drake. Come on.
This is what you don't want at the Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, and this is the one that will blow the top off of everything, is if you say to these people, is Drake the GOAT?
Oh, come on, dude. Come on. Hey, there is no talking about Aubrey Graham because he's not even American. So he cannot be celebrated on an American holiday, all right? So you stay away from these things and you'll enjoy a holiday dinner with your family. At Anthony A 400, at DJ Automatic, let us know if you agree with our new school versus old school argument. Have a beautiful weekend. We love you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I ain't gonna lie, when I was reading that WTF, it was hard for me not to cry. It was hard for me not to tear up because
that was a tearjerker. I mean, the whole Letterman jacket thing was.
Tell me that's not weird that he hadn't spoken to his brother in years. His mother passed and said, I'm going to send you a sign. His brother finds it in some random gift shop in another city? Come on, that's mama.
The thing that I thought was weird is when the camera guy came in after we
talked about it. Our videographer.
And he said, you know I'm the one who did that story, right? And I said, what? When?
His mom wants us all to cry. That's what it is. Maybe we'll share some heartfelt holiday family stories. Oh. You know, next month, that might be good. All right, here's more of the podcast now.